This is the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Ain't gonna study.
Springsteen talking about war. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. That's from his live 1975 to 1985 record with the E Street Band. That song, War, was a number one hit for Edwin Starr, who we heard earlier today as well. And before that, we heard the Blind Boys of Alabama, Down by the Riverside, Ain't Gonna Study War No More, from their 2008 record Down in New Orleans. Jimmy Carter was the vocalist on that. Jimmy Carter, the last of the three core members of the Blind Boys, still singing. Clarence Fountain has had to retire due to ill health, and George Scott passed away a couple years ago, but Jimmy Carter still knows how to bring it. Well, now we've got one of the classic peace songs, Marvin Gaye's What's Going On.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and get here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Right on. Just simply cause our hair is long. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. We'll be right back.
I learned in Korea that I would never again in my life abdicate to somebody else my right and my ability to decide who the enemy is.
Please forgive me. Please, please forgive me. Please, please forgive me.
Back from Korea, I was so mad at what I'd seen and done, I wasn't sure I could ever live in the country again. I got on the freight trains up in Everett, north of Seattle, and kind of cruised the country for 2 years, making up songs, but I was drunk most of the time and forgot most of those. I'd heard that there was a house in Salt Lake City by the Roper Yards of the Denver Rio Grande and Western where there was a clothing barrel and free food. So I got off the train there. I was headed for Salt Lake anyway. I found that house, but right where they said it was, most of all, I found this wiry old man, 69 years old, tougher nails, heart of gold, fellow by the name of Ammon Hennessy. Anybody know that name, Ammon Hennessy? One of Dorothy Day's people, the Catholic workers, during the 30s, they started houses of hospitality all over the country. There are about 80 of them now. Ammon Hennessy was one of those. He'd come west to start this house I found called the Joe Hill House of Hospitality. Ammon Hennessy was a Catholic anarchist, pacifist, draft dodger, and two world wars, tax refuser, vegetarian, one-man revolution in America. I think that about covers it. It was pure hell. First thing he did was he said, after he got to know me, he said, you know you love the country, that you love it. You come in and out of town on these trains singing songs about different places and beautiful people. You know you love the country, you just can't stand the government, get it straight. He quoted Mark Twain to me, loyalty to the country always, loyalty to the government when it deserves it. Get it straight, get it straight. It was an essential distinction I had been neglecting. And then he had to reach out and grapple with the violence. But he did that with all the people around him. His Second World War vets, you know, on medical disabilities and all drunk up. The house was filled with violence, which Ammon, as a pacifist, dealt with every moment, every day of his life. He said, you've got to be a pacifist. I said, why? He said, it'll save your life. And my behavior was very violent then. I said, what is it? He said, well, I can't give you a book by Gandhi, you wouldn't understand it. I can't give you a list of rules that if you sign it, you're a pacifist. He said, you look at it like booze. You know, alcoholism will kill somebody. Until they finally get the courage to sit in a circle of people like that and put their hand up in the air and say, hi, my name's Utah, I'm an alcoholic. And then you can begin to deal with the behavior, see? You can and have the people define it for you whose lives you've destroyed. He said it's the same with violence, you know. An alcoholic, they could be dry for 20 years. They're never going to sit in that circle and put their hand up and say, well, I'm not an alcoholic anymore. No, they're still going to put their hand up and say, hi, my name's Utah, I'm an alcoholic. So it's the same with violence. You got to be able to put your hand in the air and acknowledge your capacity for violence and then deal with the behavior and have the people whose lives you're best with define that behavior for you, you see. And it's not going to go away. You're going to be dealing with it every moment and every situation for the rest of your life. I said, okay, I'll try that. And Ammon said, it's not enough. I said, oh. I said, oh. He said, you were born a white man in mid-20th century industrial America. You came into the world armed to the teeth with an arsenal of weapons. The weapons of privilege, racial privilege, sexual privilege, economic privilege. You want to be a pacifist, it's not just giving up guns and knives and clubs and fists and angry words, but giving up the weapons of privilege and going into the world completely disarmed. Try that. That old man has been gone now 20 years and I'm still at it. But I figure if there's a worthwhile struggle in my own life, that's probably the one. Think about it. I'd always wanted to write a song for that old man. He never wanted one about him that way, but something mulched up out of his thought. His anarchist many times he stood up in front of federal district judge Ritter, that old fart. And he'd be picked up for picketing illegally, and he never pled innocent or guilty, he pled anarchy. And Ritter'd say, "What's an anarchist, Hennessy?" And Hammond would say, "Why, an anarchist is anybody who doesn't need a cop to tell him what to do. Kind of a fundamentalist anarchist, huh?" And Ritter'd say, "But Hammond, you broke the law, what about that?" And Hammond'd say, "Oh, Judge, your damn laws, the good people don't need them, and the bad people don't obey them, so what use are they?" Well, I lived there for 8 years, and I watched him, mainly watched him, and I discovered, watching him, that anarchy is not a noun, but an adjective. It describes the tension between moral autonomy and political authority, especially in the area of combinations, whether they're going to be voluntary or coercive. The most destructive, coercive combinations are arrived at through force. Like Adam said, force is the weapon of the weak.
Strong enough.
Utah Phillips, the late Utah Phillips, he died in May of 2008, telling the story of his friend Ammon Hennessy and also Utah Phillips' own transformation into a man of peace. That's from a record called The Past Didn't Go Anywhere with Utah Phillips and Ani DiFranco. And the late Marvin Gaye, his classic song, What's Going On? From his record, What's Going On, back from the early 1970s. Well, our next two songs are both have to do with the troubles in Northern Ireland, and they both are protest songs against the violence that was so widespread there for so many years. First, we have a song by U2, their classic song, Sunday Bloody Sunday, a protest song against the acts of violence from the British government. And then we have Stan Rogers from Canada, a protest song against Irish people coming to ask him for money to fuel that violence. And he says no.
We'll be right back. eat and drink while tomorrow they die. The battle yet begun. The great, the victory Jesus won.
I took back my hand and I showed him the door. No dollar of mine would I part with this day, for fueling the engine of a bloody cruel war. In my forefather's home far away, who fled the first famine wearing all that they owned, were called navigators all ragged and torn, and built the Grand Trunk here and found a new home wherever their children were born. Their sons have no politics, none can recall. Allegiance from long generations before. Oh, this or oh, that name can't matter at all. Or be cause enough for to war. And meanwhile, my babies are safe in their home. Unlike their pale cousins who cower and cry, while kneecappers nail their poor dads to the floor, and teach them to hate and to die. It's those cruel beggars who spurn the fair coin, the peace for their kids they could take at their will. Since the day old King Billy prevailed at the Boyne, they've bombed and they've maimed and they've killed. Now they cry out for money and wail at the door. But home rule or republic is all of it shame and a curse for us here who want nothing of war. We're kindred in nothing but name. Rights and all wrongs have long since blown away. For causes are ashes where children lie slain. Yet the damned UDL and the cruel IRA will tomorrow go murdering again. But no penny of mine will I. Remember.
further blind, they will cry out in vain. For I've given my heart to the place I was born, and forgiven the whole house of Orange, King Billy and the whole house of Orange.
Stan Rogers, the House of Orange. What a powerful line. Causes are ashes where children lie slain. That's from his record from music or from Fresh Water. And before Stan Rogers, we heard U2, their classic song, still probably my favorite song that they have ever done, Sunday Bloody Sunday, from their live record Under a Blood Red Sky. Well, our next two songs state it very simply, and if we took these two songs seriously, we'd probably make some real progress. Give Peace a Chance from John Lennon, and Put Down That Weapon from Midnight Oil.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
the time. The eyes of the world now turn, and if we think about it, and if we talk about it, and if the skies go dark with rain, can you tell me, does our freedom remain? Put down that weapon, or we'll all be gone. You can't hide nowhere with a torchlight on, and it happens to be an emergency. Some things aren't meant to be.
Midnight Oil, Peter Garrett, the lead vocalist and songwriter, Put Down That Weapon from their record Diesel and Dust, and John Lennon, Give Peace a Chance. That's from the John Lennon Collection. Well, now we've got the next two songs are both songs written by the great protest singer from the 1960s, Phil Oakes. The first one, I Ain't Marching Anymore, sung by the group Black 47. And then we'll hear Phil Oakes himself on The War Is Over.
I the Battle of New Orleans. At the end of the early British War, the young lads started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't marching anymore. I've killed my share of Indians in a thousand different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old lead us to the war. It's always the young to fall. Now look at what we've won with our saber and our gun. From the Mexican man, I fought in the bloody Civil War. Hey, I even killed my brother, so many others, but I ain't marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench, in a war that was about to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men, but now they want me back again. I ain't marching anymore. Lead us to the war. It's always the poor to fall. Now look at what we've won with our saber and our gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission, the Japanese sky. Set off our mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't a marching anymore. Now the senators are screaming when they close the Air Force base. Fidel's still kicking on the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason. Call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore. No, I ain't marching anymore.
Silent soldiers on a silver screen, framed in fantasies and drugged in dreams. Unpaid actors of the mystery. The mad director knows that freedom will not make you free. What's this got to do with me? I declare the war is over. It's over. It's over. Drums are drizzling on a grain of sand. Fading rhythms of a fading land. Prove your courage in the proud parade. Trust your leaders where mistakes are almost never made. And they're afraid that I'm afraid. Artist painting angry signs. Use their vision just to blind the blind. Poison players of a grisly game. One is guilty and the other gets to point the blame. Pardon me if So do your duty, boys, and join with pride. Serve your country in her suicide. Find a flag so you can wave goodbye. But just before the end, even treason might be worth a try. This country is too young to die. Marches as they mow the lawn, and the gargoyles only sit and grieve. The gypsy fortune teller told me that we've been deceived. You only are what you believe.
Fighting for.
Queen and country, freedom cry. God and glory, do or die. Propaganda, spin and lie. Who are you fighting for?
They do the looting, you do the killing. They do the drilling, you do the dying. They do the lying on the way to the bank. You can hear them crying.
Silly, I'm so pressed to choose. Create the fear, invent the proof. Wave the flag, don't tell the youth who they are fighting for.
Are you dripping? Architects of war.
You do the shooting, they do the looting. You do the killing, they do the drilling. You do the dying, they do the lying. On the way to the bank, you can hear them crying. You do the shooting, they do the looting. You do the killing, they do the drilling. They do the lying on the way to the bank. You can hear them crying.
That's UB40 from Great Britain. Who You Fighting For from their record that is called Who You Fighting For. And Black Phil Oaks, The War Is Over from a collection Farewells and Fantasies. And Black 47, I Ain't Marching Anymore, a song written by Phil Oaks from a collection called Bleecker Street, Greenwich Village in the 1960s. We're going to wrap the show up with two heartfelt songs that indeed speak for Wavelength, Luca Bloom and Stephen Smith.
I am not at war with anyone. I am not at war with anyone. Go away, warplanes. You bring fear and shame. I am not at war with anyone. I give my love to Iraq, to America. I give my love to Israel and to Palestine. We could live as one between the sea and sun. And I am not at war with anyone. Need to be friends with everyone, but I'd like to live in peace with everyone. This rush to war is wrong, and so I sing this song. I am not at war with anyone. I am not at war with anyone.
My hands, here I stand
All I want is peace on earth. Children stand around a tree. If we had one wish, it would be to be free. All we want is peace on earth. From palaces to old ghettos, Washington, Hong Kong, or Soweto, we all know all we want is peace on earth. Yeah, all we want is peace on earth. To Jerusalem, voices rise up singing, Amen, Amen. All we want is peace on earth. So we are all joined deep within, far beyond the color of our skin. Now is the time. All we want is peace on earth. Yeah, all we want is peace on earth.
Stephen Smith speaking for us all. Peace on Earth from his record, Now's the Time. And Luca Bloom, I Am Not at War, from his record, Innocence. Well, thank you very much for listening to Wavelength, and I hope you tune in next week. We'll do it again for 3 hours, the very best of popular music at the intersection of country, folk, rock and roll, blues, and gospel. I'm Ted Grimsrud, and I'll see you then.